aboard the freighter Assateague. The small, diplomatic ship inched close to the Innerspace freighter airlock. The freighter pilot watched the ship dock on her forward screens, then checked her computer equipment and scanners to make certain the seal was complete. "Make fast, allow boarding," she said in a strong, accentless, and surprisingly deep voice. "Affirmative," responded a mechanical-sounding version of the same voice as the ship's computer locked in. "Keep station until further orders," she told the computer, then rose and started the long walk back to the central airlock. Why couldn't they put the locks closer to the bridge, she wondered irritably. But then again, she'd only been boarded in space twice before. She was a tiny woman for such a big, rich voice, barely 150 centimeters in her bare feet. When dressed, she wore shiny black boots almost up to her knee, which invisibly added an additional 13 centimeters to her height. She was still short, but it did add something, and it added far more psychologically. She was also very thin, at her waist, almost impossibly so. She certainly weighed no more than 41 kilograms, if that. Her small breasts seemed in perfect proportion to the rest of her, and she moved like a cat. She was dressed in her best, a thick, form-fitting black body stocking, with a matching sleeveless black shirt that also seemed form-fitted, and a black belt with a golden, abstract dragon design as its buckle. The belt hung on her hips, not as decoration, but as a carry-all for a number of things in hidden compartments, and a holster with a sleek, jet-black pistol that wasn't hidden. Her face was an oval sitting perfectly atop a long neck. It was extremely Chinese in appearance, much more so than the norm, although everyone looked vaguely Oriental in some way. Her coal-black hair was cropped short in the spacer's style.